We got a good outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us. StepKearneyOutdoors.com. It is hot. It is going to stay hot. And, Steve, I would assume this isn't helping the bite at all.
Well, good afternoon. I'm just cooling off, finally. Okay. Had a day on the water today with some clients, and it was good. I mean, I can't believe the fishing has really held up. But we had to kind of go to different tactics this morning, so to speak. Got on the water about 6:30. Really, this whole week's been kind of the same thing. Throwing hair jigs, basic, you know, jigs with no bait. And they were short striking, which, you know, people run into this all the time. They just kind of tap it, but they don't take it. So we switched to jigs with little spinners on them, little bladed spinners, silver spinners. And boy, do they love that. And that's what's kind of going on right now. With the hot weather and the water temperatures are almost up to 80, but they love that blade. They love the vibration. And that is really a big thing right now, is something that's active and, you know, vibrant and bright and vibrating. And we did really well today. So that's the ticket, something that's, you know, very aggressive.
Yeah, and Steve, I would assume getting out there early, recreational boaters, warm water temps, the peak of summer. How long do you expect the bite to hold up with this heat lingering for a week, maybe longer?
You know, Steve, I don't know. And you know what's really kind of funny is the recreational people, it's so hot for them, they're not even out there. I was really surprised this morning. There was really nobody water skiing or jet skiing or anything. I think they're doing the same thing we fishermen are. It's like just kind of hanging tight because it's pretty nasty. And there was a good wind this morning out of the south, and, you know, I picked a bay that had wind blowing right in there, heavy, like 2 footers. And that is another key at this time of the year, is to go into those shorelines where the wind is blowing in. It's a little uncomfortable in the boat and a little rough, but those fish will react to that wind blowing into the shoreline, and using an active bait with, you know, a spinner type bait, I pulled a rabbit out of my hat this morning. I was a little worried, but that's kind of what's happening right now. And, you know, most, you know, fishermen try to avoid the wind, and that's not really the way to go. They try to get away from it, get on the lee side of the lake, you know, not to get so beat up. But I'm telling you, this goes on all year. These fish are in areas where the wind is blowing in, and it can be uncomfortable, but they love that. I mean, that gets everything going. It gets the vegetation going, the bait fish going, and that's the place to be. And I think it'll be that way for quite a while.
And, Steve, what does the week look like for you?
You know, I don't know yet, Steve. I've got clients coming in Monday, Tuesday. They want to fish in the morning, play golf in the afternoon. And it's like, I don't know about that afternoon. It's supposed to be heat advisories, and I told them we'll do golf in the morning, fish in the morning, but nothing in the afternoon. So that's kind of the way it is. And it looks like we're going to have this heat wave for quite a while. So, again, early in the morning, on the water by 5:30, 5:45, and then off by 10, 11 o'clock, and then you're fine.
All right, Steve, have a good week. Stay cool, hydrate, and we'll visit with you again next week.
Sounds great. And Gatorade is my friend, Steve.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, take care.
Yeah, and good old water is all right, too. Steve Kearney joining us, StepKearneyOutdoors.com. By the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sunday. Rob Driesline from the Outdoor News has a great show every Sunday. He'll follow the Twins and the Angels in the final game of the 3-game series and the final game before the All-Star break. And that's on the air between 5 and 6. Rob in the Outdoor News. A lot of great guests, lots of great info here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And by the way, our sports coverage continues tomorrow morning. Corso on a Sunday. We really didn't have time to get into the whole LeBron James thing. I'm still not convinced. Even though it sounds like, it doesn't look like it's going to be Miami. It doesn't look like it's going to be Golden State. Jonathan Lowe threw out Philadelphia that he may go play with the 76ers. Some people say he's going to go back to Cleveland to close out his great career. And then there's some that are convinced it's a perfect fit. LeBron James to Minnesota. I don't know. Lindsay, any thoughts on LeBron James? I can't believe it.
I mean, do you want to leave an imprint on some of the most talented individuals in this next generation and possibly bring them into a new era of maturity that they wouldn't have reached otherwise, and then also deliver a potential championship to a community that's just as desperate as it was probably for the one that he already delivered for in Cleveland? I mean, why not?
You know, and LaMelo.
Yeah. Be kind of fun. Let the kids drive, you know, just hang out.
Yeah, I mean, they've certainly got the goods to be able to compete and potentially go on another run next season. Well, we'll see. Yeah, I still say Cleveland, but that's me. 89 degrees, south winds at 9. Low tonight, 73. High tomorrow, 93. Our Twins coverage begins at a high noon. Big thanks to Lindsey Brown. Big thanks to you for tuning in. Stay cool. New.